Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Today is the 27th of July, the Power of Christ Daily, titled, Giving Love and Loving It. Giving Love and Loving It. Yesterday we talked about love never fails. That's God's word, love never fails. Everything else will fail, but love will never fail. Now we also heard about the case of a sister that having difficulties in the marriage, and she decided after hearing the word of God that she wants to love her husband and have compassion and pity for him, the suffering he's going through, and to love him with all her heart, just as she loved him when before getting married or just after getting married, the life was fine. We heard that. Those of you who didn't hear that, please hear that. Love never fails. This is love never fails, actually part two here, because we are saying how to give love and to love giving love. Now, the giving love is not expecting anything back. You just love. Now, there are people who give trouble. Yes, they give real trouble. Some of them are violent. Some of them, you will run away from them. Some of them lie. Some of them cheat. Some people may actually making false witness against you, false statements, lies about you. All these people you still have to love, but you don't do what they are doing. You don't have to be there putting your head in the chopping block and getting whacked again and again. No, flee, run away from them. Run away from them. So some people, then they may come looking for you. When they come looking for you, you have to determine the Spirit, ask the Spirit of God, if they need food, clothing or whatever you have to do, because that's what love is. When people are really, God says, if somebody is in dire need, you have to do. So even your enemies we love, give them the food and clothing or whatever they need, because they are in that situation. But if they continue doing some wrongs and whatnot, move away, run away. You don't have to go back, and you go and love them. You think that that is human love. Human love is loving them. When they are whacking you, you just run away. Because God says, flee from all semblance of evil. Anything evil, run away. Don't stand there, try to convince them and all that. God will know how to deal with them. But you love them. You love them with your heart. You don't have any unforgiveness and anything in your heart, because it harms you. Every beat of our heart, as we've seen in the science, those of you who have not heard this thing, go back and hear though. Those who are joining new now, understand many. Go back to the Grace of Life and look at the archives, Trees of the Mind, and several things. Ask the moderators, they will help you. Now, every heartbeat, whatever emotion and feeling you are having, is bathing every cell. Every cell of your body is bathed with that emotion, with that heartbeat. Each heartbeat gets the coded message. What your heart is feeling and thinking and believing is washed. Your cells are washed. And each cell has got a memory, we know. And we also know water has a memory. Why all this? Now we know this. We don't want. We only must have love in our heart. So every beat of my heart washes every cell in my body with love. First, where to get love? Love only comes from God. It cannot come from human beings here and there. It must come from God first. True love will come from God, because God is love. The Creator has love. It's love, and He gives us love. Now, how to love people and still love it? Can only do this, we can only love people if we are secure in the knowledge, in the fact, it's a fact, that God will see you through. God loves you. God, you are in the palm of His hand. You are the apple of His eye. I will never leave you or forsake you, Jesus Christ said. And He said the other thing, I go to my Father's house. There are many rooms. I make one for you. Now you have to take scriptures that God promises, that Jesus has promised, and you begin to talk to our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, heart and mind, I command you to know that Jesus is making a place for me in His Father's house. I command you to know, heart and mind, in the name of Jesus Christ, that I am secure in the love of God. God's love is for me. It is in me. God's glory is in me. The faith of Jesus Christ is in me. I can love people securely because I'm not depending on people's responding love for me to be whole. I'm whole because God loves me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to know that I'm in the palm of God. I'm the apple of His eye. I'm pressed all around but will not be crushed, struck down but not destroyed. Oh, so many promises. You have to take these promises of God because these promises of God are His character. He loves. Now, therefore, we love without expecting anything. And we can love only when you're secure in the love of God in you. But of course, it starts with people you already loved before. That's starting point. First, God says, love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Now, in the husband and wife situation, it's a covenanted love. Now, what is love? The way in John it says, this is love. It's defined. God has defined this. This is love, walking in my commandments. Walk in my commandments. This is love. So, we have to search the commandments. We have to look at the commandments of God. In every situation we are facing, we must refer to His manual. Manual for living is the Bible. We look at what is with the word of God for this situation. Now, those who are struggling to find what is the will of God for each situation, get to the grace of life. There are so many servants there who want to help you because they suffered, they don't want any more suffering, they want to obey God and they love. They want to love the way God loved. They want to receive God's love and release it to others. So, because of the, and they are doing this for so long. Now, if they do not know something, they will get counsel among each other. They will contact me or whatever. And we will all come to, because we will care. How for this soul to be set free. How this soul going to prosper in Christ. So now, you love and must love and love to love. We love to love. Give love and love it. So brothers and sisters, today, we can only, as I keep reminding, we can only love when we are secure. And our love, we must understand, if we have full of love. Now, as I'm telling this, I am not full of love. I'm also in the walk. But I know the principles. I know the precept. And it's worked for so many, including me, in situations when we face. We still love. When we love, every heartbeat is a frequency of love. Washing every cell in our body with the love message, the true love. You see, worldly love can be lustful love. You love because you can get something out of them. So you love them because they give you something. So therefore, many times, people marry because I want to marry. I love this girl. I love this man because he can protect me and all that. There'll be the back of our spirit and mind will be there. Or she can take care of me or whatever. There'll be some self involved, which we may not even recognize it. I want this girl. I love her. It is because you want, not because it's true love. It's self-seeking love. Now all of us were from there. But now God says, selfless love. Love and do whatever necessary without expecting anything. The only expectation is because God loved you. He loved us first. Now we can love. And He loved us with a love that we cannot even begin to imagine. He loved us to the point that He went on the cross. He took my sins. His skin was in strips, hanging in strips until His form. There was no form for Him when He was on the cross. Naked, forsaken. God Father had to turn away because sin had come upon His Son full. And He, Jesus Christ, did this because He loved us. He loved us. He still loves us. He's intervening for us. He's interceding for us. And Holy Spirit interceding for us. That is for when you begin to look at the things, our support system, our Father's love. Anyone who has been distressed with no Father's love or girls who have been abused when young, all that can go off They all be washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, because you are loved. You are loved, and wake up in this love in the morning to know God loves you. My Father, God, creator of heaven and earth, who created me, loves me. And I will now love. I will love to love. I will love to love. I will love with all my heart, my God, all my strength, my mind, my soul, and I will love my neighbor as myself. I will consider them. What is this? Every time I love, I must consider the other person. I can't say I love my neighbor, and just do anything I want and disturb them. But first, how to love our neighbor as ourselves? I must love myself. I must love myself with the love of God. That means a righteous love. I can't love with a selfish love myself. Selfish love, selfish love, selfish love. Then obviously, the true love will not exhibit. The true love will not be there. So brothers, this is a great blessing here to love. To love. There's great blessing here to love with God's love. Loving others. Love will never fail. Now, love will never fail. Sometimes people misunderstand this. Now, let's take our sister yesterday, example I'm giving. Don't expect changes from others because you love. You expect to change because you love. And the love of God will change us. And we will be changed. Now, we will be changed. Now, love will never fail us. Love will never fail me. I love, and love will never fail me. But I love thinking that the other person, husband or wife, oh, they will change. They'll become this, they'll become that. No, I'm not looking at that. That will become self-seeking love. I'm looking at, I must change to please Father God. I must change to please Jesus Christ. So I love to please Jesus Christ. To walk in His commandments. And that's the way I love Jesus Christ. I must love Jesus Christ that way. Now as I do this, yes, the surroundings also change. Sometimes the surrounding has not changed. Your perception of the surrounding has changed. Sometimes the surrounding is the same. But our perception of the surrounding has changed. And then people look at us as changed and they say they've changed. And they are drawn to our love. Because the love of God in you, they're drawn to you. When they're drawn to you, now you will see, hey, they are changing. No, you are changing. God is changing you. The love of God is changing you to a point that you become a magnet, that others feel comfortable with you. They want to be with you. They feel good to be with you because your love is coming out of your soul and touching their hearts. Touching their hearts. And love will then change other things. Love will never fail. But don't love others wanting something from them. Oh, that will be considered actually lustful. You want something. No, you love because God loves you. You love because you are in the palm of His hand. You love because you are the apple of His eye. You love because He's making a home for you in heaven. You love because He'll protect you, never leave you or forsake you. You love because loving God and loving others will give you joy, will give you joy untold. It's better to give than to receive. Give love and you'll have joy untold. These are the things that you have to do. So today, brothers and sisters, learn. We will learn in the name of Jesus Christ to give love and love it because He loved us first. And with untold love, and with this love, when you witness to people about your life or whatever, they will see a change and they will know that something is different here. They just want to be with you. They want to be with you because you are emanating love. It's all in the spirit. It's all in the spirit. It's not in the physical. What a wonderful today, Monday. Let's love. Every issue coming up, agitation. Oh, stop, stop, stop. Of course, you go and do the breath of God and you command the evil spirits all to leave because you have power. And God said the last word before He left was, those who believe, they cast out evil spirits in My name. We'll do all that. But we'll do all that with the purpose of loving. Purpose of actual true God's love for others. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.